Good evening, everyone. My name is Mark Frey. I'm the chairman of the Safety Committee for City Council. And this is actually a Safety Council meeting. It's not a public hearing. We had a public hearing, as many of you were here a few weeks ago, to hear input from our fellow citizens, from business owners downtown, and to consider some modifications. Up on the wall there is a rendering of the current modified lines for the designated outdoor refreshment area, or DORA. And as you can see, it substantially reduced the physical footprint, trying to listen to some of our fellow citizens in regards to that. And the thing to remember is that this is in the public right-of-ways, and for those people who are participating in the DORA district, so those people who have liquor permit holders. So those bump outs that you see there, not in on Maplewood, are up and down Main Street, are the individual liquor permit holders. So J&G's Pizza, Element, Sodbusters, Inside the Five, Chandler's, and the Executive Diners are the ones that that are currently eligible to participate. So while this is not a public hearing, at some point I would want to hear from people that are both for it and against it, brief comments and dialogue associated with what they would modify or change. But prior to that, I would like to have just a brief rundown. Mrs. Brining or Mr. Aller, if you would kind of go down through the map in a little more detail, particularly as it regards Maplewood Avenue and where those lines end, so because there's no real buildings that are up on the wall.
Thank you, Mr. Frey. I'll start, and then Kevin can jump in and correct me as needed. On Maplewood, what we tried to do, I believe Mr. Dallas indicated that he would like to put some tables on the around the corner of the J&G's building, so we wanted to include all of that territory, and that's why it extends down to Maplewood just that far. And then on the other side of Maplewood, we wanted to be sure to include not only Inside the Five, but also the Farmers Market is going to be located on Maplewood Avenue this year, and it is going to extend past the first driveway of the apartment complex to where that, just about where that line is. So that's the reason for the boundaries on Maplewood. And then north, as you indicated, it goes up to include Sodbuster, then just continues down to Element. There's really no other establishments with liquor permits on that side of Main Street as we continue south until we get to Inside the Five and J&G's, and then Chandler and Executive Diner.
Okay. One of the things that we heard from many of you as citizens sitting here a few weeks ago was the concern about having it along the residential streets on Summit and going the whole way up to Erie. Obviously, we've eliminated that from consideration. We had significant debate in a prior safety committee meeting about how far to the west on Maplewood we wanted to go, and we decided it was the simplest way to deal with that would be to go to the edge of the Farmers Market, which, as Mrs. Brining said, was going to be on Maplewood this particular year. The other thing that you all, if you don't already know this, that you need to know is in the safety committee meeting, what we ended up with as a compromise measure was starting at 4 p.m. and running until midnight every day, so Monday through Sunday. So it's open, the DORA would be available every day, and but it would not start until 4 p.m. So that was the compromise measure that we ended up with at a safety committee meeting a couple of weeks ago. At this point, unless there's other members of council that have questions or concerns, Mrs. Cappellini?
So I have a question about Richard Becker Place. So if the farmer's market runs out of room and it needs to curb around and go down the alley, can we, I mean, that's public right away too, right? Could the DORA like even stretch down the alley?
Mrs. Brining, is the DORA allowed to, is it permitted to be in the alley? And I'm assuming you're talking about headed south towards the large parking lot behind this building here, correct?
Right, because it feels like the farmer's market might need a little bit more room. I mean, we don't know for sure yet, but it'd be weird for you to only be able to drink a Dora cup in half of the farmer's market.
Right, Mrs. Capellini, and that was the concern with it. That's why we kind of made that boundary line and kind of in the middle of that property. We wanted to be sure to include the farmer's market. It is my understanding currently that the is the farmer's market boundaries. Certainly we can amend this at any time, and I think we've committed to, City Council is committed to doing it at least on an annual basis initially.
Would it be bad to just put it down the alley too?
Go ahead.
Sorry. There are some concerns in extending that down the alley, because you're basically extending that down to where the parking is going to be. So now you're encouraging people to carry a cup all the way to their car into the lot. Because this isn't, you know, this area, it won't be just for farmers market days. It's going to be every day. And, you know, that municipal lot does get a large amount of parking with, you know, primarily inside the five, and I would think J&G's as well. You know, extending it down that alley, you know, leaving it on Maplewood give you a nice crisp line. You venture off of Maplewood and you're someplace you're not supposed to be. You start extending it down, and now you'll have people carrying it all the way to their car. And that, to me, that's just a, it's a message that we don't want to send, I guess. That was our thinking. That's why we cut it off at Richard Beck.
But to your point, Mrs. Branning, one of the things, City Council can modify these lines, modify the hours, modify the days anytime it wants at a regularly scheduled council meeting. Is that correct? Okay. So the example I used a couple of times with other citizens that I was speaking to is if the 3rd of July, which is the big fireworks show for the city and the township and the Sage Yard, is on a Thursday evening, and obviously Independence Day, the 4th, is on a Friday, we could consider potentially expanding that in the month of June, using that as a hypothetical example, for that one weekend and having it revert back, correct? Any other questions or comments from members of council?
Yeah, I missed this meeting because I had to go to Columbus at the last minute, but was there any discussion of having different weekend hours from weekday hours, or different hours in summer than during the rest of the year?
There was a discussion, and what we concluded is to keep the hours consistent was the easiest thing to accomplish, proper enforcement and making sure that everybody knew what the hours were, both the staff at the various locations and businesses, and also for law enforcement purposes, making the hours flex back and forth weekend to weekdays and such got to be a little cumbersome based upon the conversations that we heard the other day. That was the reason that we tried to keep it relatively consistent.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to revisit this in a year anyway, right? Isn't that the plan?
Correct. That's my understanding. We're going to have an automatic revisitation in a year, or sooner if there start to become issues or concerns. Any other members of council? So at this point, I would like to open it up for a few comments. Initially, we'll talk about the people who are concerned about the Dora in general, or in opposition of the current lines, and then we'll hear from people that are in favor of the Dora or the current lines. Is there anybody that wants to comment on the record for people who are against the Dora in this location in these times? Mr. Edinger.
I'm not against the Dora.
Please.
Neither am I for it. I'm just asking if there's an opportunity to just make a comment about it without being a
if you're willing to step up, yes, I'd be happy to give you the mic to do that. And you have, please identify yourself on the record, even though I already did to a certain extent.
I'm now getting around to the 67 Jewish Street. I have two brief comments. Since this is presumably going to be enacted roughly as it is now, I assume this goes without saying, but it seems to me that it's a really good idea for the council, for the city to closely monitor all this whole thing once it develops. Now, again, I say this as a more or less disinterested observer. I think you would just want to be really careful to be sure this doesn't develop into something counterproductive, that you don't get it's turning into an area where some people feel more welcome to downtown, but maybe other people, depending on how it develops, feel less welcome downtown. I think you have to just watch what kind of atmosphere this turns into. Again, I support that goes without saying it. The only other thing I wanted to say, and this didn't occur to me last time we were here, that didn't occur to me until spring happened, and furniture appeared on the sidewalk. There has been a problem for several years at a specific location on the downtown sidewalks where pedestrians have a hard time getting through. If you don't know where that is, ask me later and I'll tell you. It's a location where the sidewalk all summer long is anywhere from, say, 60% to 100% blocked. I was there the other day going through there. First day the stuff was put out on the sidewalk, and the only way you could walk through there was on a sort of a snaking path that was about 2.5 feet wide. I walked through there the second time coming back. A lady and her kids were coming through, and I had to move out of the chair. Out of the way so we can get through. My concern is that if council is not aggressive in enforcing whatever rules there are for people being allowed to get on the sidewalk, this kind of situation could get much worse. That establishments are going to want to say, this is great. Let's move more and more operation out onto the sidewalk. And if you get more of an influx of people downtown, there might just also be more people standing around. Now, I'm told that ADA-wise, there's some sort of 4-foot requirement for passability on sidewalks. And I just think that the city is going to have to be much more aggressive in enforcing this, because with all due respect, nothing's been enforced in the last few years. I'm downtown every single day. And it's a constant, everyday problem. So all I'm suggesting is that I think it needs to be, there needs to be more in the way of enforcement to keep this problem from getting much worse, to where people, pedestrians, are only going to be able to walk in the street. So I just think that's something we really need to keep in mind.
Thank you, Mr. Edinger. Are there any other concerns or comments regarding the DORA from citizens? Are there any comments from any citizens that would like to comment in favor of the DORA? Please identify yourself.
Lori, one of the comments that was directed to me was concern about the door being open while schools and we don't want schools in effect. One of the things that, which is one of the reasons I was thinking about maybe a seasonal, you know, different seasonal change. How would that impact you? Would you Would that be better?
Well, probably so, because obviously you might be sitting outside when it's in the wintertime, but I could see, you know.
I was thinking Memorial Day to Labor Day as a timeframe. What would you think of that? As, say, a noon start Memorial Day to Labor Day? How would that impact you, do you think? Saturday afternoon seems like a good time, doesn't it, to have this? Okay.
Ms. Stanley, just to understand, you're talking about this from a, not from a citizen perspective, but from a business perspective, right? Your business could benefit if the Doris stayed open till noontime. Is that what you're
open
saying?
Open at noontime?
Yeah, stayed open till noontime, right, right. Okay, I just want to make sure that this wasn't just a good a notion, but the fact that it really will come out of your pocketbook if you're not open more hours. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, extended. I mean, we will be open regardless.
Yes.
But in terms of the DORA, I think it will be more feasible.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, how much demand to Mr. Lukey's question as a follow-up, do you anticipate it would be people having interest in utilizing the DORA during those hours you're talking about, say from noon to four?
Do you
have any feel for that?
No,
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, you'd indicated that would increase your business, and I'm just trying to get a sense of, does that mean there's going to be three people a day? Is it going to be, you know, 23 people a day, 53 people a day? Does that happen during, I hate to ask this question, does that happen during the week or the weekends typically? Okay.
And you're not generally open in the evenings, correct?
Correct. Just for a special occasion.
So almost in effect we'd be excluding two businesses from the DORA if we aren't open for lunch, because Executive Diner isn't open for dinner either, so.
What are your current hours right now?
7 to 5.
Yeah, so that would, I mean, they wouldn't even benefit from it at all. They have liquor permits and they're not even open for dinner.
And
they're only lunch.
Do you have outside seating right now as it sits?
Yes.
So do you frequently see people in the afternoon, whether it's a weekend or weekday, sitting outside and eating lunch or a early dinner?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nick, before you step away, one of the things I posed was essentially a summertime hours, different than the rest of the year. You think that would be a problem?
I mean, you know, with that kind of change, like, I know there were ideas to change it within a week, which I see more of a problem. That isn't as much of a problem, I don't think. Trying to get people's heads pointing when they can, and getting them to understand why this is different than yesterday.
Yeah, in other words, a day-to-day change might be more difficult than a seasonal change.
Yeah, I would definitely be more opposed to that.
To a day-to-day?
Yeah. Seasonal, I'm a little more on board with, but I think just, you know, across the board is even better.
You're probably not going to have a lot of outdoor Dora experience in January and February in Sylvania. Oh, probably.
That's true. I mean, depending.
September and October are different. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate you. Appreciate your comment.
Thank you very much. Any other comments from the public? Your thought, we've heard from two business owners about moving it from 4 p.m. to noon. Would that be a problem in your mind?
I think it's a little bit more monitoring, so that, and our kids are not involved, especially in the summer times, but, you know, so that the approach then was initially proposed. I understand why, you know, the businesses only being open till 5 o'clock. So we have to compromise as well. So I think we have to. We all have to work together. So, you know, I'm happy with what's been proposed. I understand the need for some of the businesses to have some more outlet available to them. That's kind of fair. My concern is still about our youth, but I think that can happen no matter what. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
John Healy, 8330 Lexville. Just a procedural question. Is there a notice time given for any meetings that would anticipate making changes? Or is that part of the whole legislature, or how is that?
You talking about modifying the hours?
Yeah, if anything is going to be changed, if there's adequate notice given to everybody involved.
We've never done this before. I don't know that there would necessarily have to be notice given for that.
There's no additional notice requirement. We were required to have a public hearing and advertise for that for 2 weeks. The statute's pretty clear about those requirements. But as far as any modifications, that can just be handled at a regular council meeting. So it would be part of the agenda.
No, you know.
Oh, no, just watch.
We're not trying to sneak anything.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I may, John, you know, this has been a process the council has been looking at for probably 6 months. And at critical junctures, I think even our reporter from the Blade can attest that we've gone out of our way to make the public aware. So I have no reason to believe that that won't continue. This is something that we understand we're going to be monitored by the community about, right? So I think my sense would be that we want to make sure that we're fully disclosing any changes that we've made.
I wouldn't expect anything different. I just wonder if there was going to be anything tied to that in terms of a notice.
Any other comments from the citizens?
Did we get any input from, I know we got some input from Nick. Did we get any input from any of the other establishments about did we communicate with them the changes we talked about, or did we do anything about that?
Yeah, Doug, let me address that. We have, and okay. There was at least one and maybe two meetings held more specifically to talk about the parklets, but I think that there was some general conversation about the changes. I think there was an appreciation among the merchants that were there that they much more appreciated a trimming of the hours than a trimming of the days. I think there was a feeling that there would be, it would be fairly chaotic if we...
Trimming days mean like...
Meaning from...
Just Thursday.
Just, yeah,
Thursday, Friday,
right.
Saturday,
but that probably is not as effective and as desirable. I think there was a general consensus that moving the hours earlier might be more helpful. But I heard Ms. Stansley speak to that. Any Brian, any other people that would want to speak to that? Or Ray, you were there.
The economic impact potential that they have for the downtown community if they were on the peripheral of that. And I have confidence in our how it will be monitored and carried out and how everything will be kind of managed and overseen. So I don't have any concern with that. I think it will be it allows for a lot of potential for community and economic development.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mayor, if the hours were moved from 4 p.m. to noon, to what extent do you anticipate there would be incremental enforcement issues or efforts necessary by our safety, our police officers?
The new map helps that a great deal in that we can send a patrol car that's on patrol through the city to drive down Main Street and view the whole area. When we were taking in Summit Street and backyards and things, it was a much more difficult process. So we've got the chief sitting right behind you, and I'll look for his guidance as well, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of activity on weekdays starting at noon. And if somebody puts a call into the dispatch that there's a potential problem, we'll be able to get a patrol car on Main Street very quickly and eyeball the situation right away. So I don't think it's a big enforcement issue. As we've talked in the past, one of my concerns is going to be with the mini park, the Maplewood. It's on the map as Maplewood Square Park. That doesn't make sense that that's not part of it, but we can't put it in there. It's against state law.
Right.
I think we're going to have enforcement issues and explanation issues there probably more than any place else, just explaining to people that they can't be there. That causes the confrontation issue that Chief Snore brought up before, people saying, I don't understand, or why you're treating me differently, or why am I getting approached. I'm concerned about that, but...
But that's not driven by hours.
I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
driven
the noon
by
is a big issue.
Right.
Doug had an interesting comment, though, with schools are open during those hours, and you're certainly going to want those hours more than Memorial Day through Labor Day, I think, Doug. So I think there is going to be some overlap there, but from a patrol standpoint or enforcement standpoint, Chief, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you anticipate any problems?
Well,
you're the professional on
right.
this, not
well,
me.
Well, typically if there's an issue, we find out about pretty quick. Our residents are hesitant about letting us know about problems. So if there's an issue on the street, I'm pretty confident either we'll be aware of it by our patrols or some simply call and tell if there's a conflict of some sort. That's causing a problem, and again, with the reduced area, you know, limiting it to the right-of-way, it'd be pretty easy to see any issues that might arise. If there's an issue off property, that's easy for us to deal with as
and
well.
The city is not planning to have an officer in this door whenever it's open.
Sure.
We're just going to have it on the patrol list, and they will drive through and see if everything's calm. but continue with other patrol duties as well.
One of the questions that we had from citizenry at the public hearing was signage. That was one of the things I think that we as the city decided we were gonna accept. Do we have a sense of what those signs are going to look like yet, Mr. Aller?
I actually have draft one. It was just delivered to me this afternoon. Please draft, okay, being the key word. But basically, we have the city of Sylvania, a glass of beverage with a line through it, no alcoholic beverages beyond this point. This has Sylvania Dora at the bottom. After seeing it, we're gonna take that off, shift everything down, and just put Dora up near the top on top of the drink. So. And then those will be posted. There would be 10 of these posted at the end, each end of the Dora along the streets, on both sides of the streets, so that there's no question.
I have a comment regarding that. What else I would like to see at the end is a container to put all the Dora cups that have to stop at that spot, because otherwise, where do they go?
Great point, Mrs. Hussman. Any questions for Mr. Aller about signage? So thoughts from members of City Council about proceeding with the 4 p.m. or modifying the hours?
I would be in favor of modifying the hours from noon to midnight, 365. I think as we have it with already set up a year review, and if necessary, we can do it sooner. I think that it's fair to start out so all six liquor permit holders are participating, and then if there's issues, we can rein it back from there.
If that was a motion, I would second it.
Well, I don't think we need it.
No, I know. I was just saying that. I'm just saying
haven't gotten to that point yet, but I appreciate that, Mrs. Capellini. So. Mr. Hannum, you talked about varying the hours by season. What's your thought? You clearly had something in mind other than, and I'm assuming expanding the hours during the summertime and then retracting or minimizing them to some extent or another during the colder months. What's your thought process in that way?
One of the comments that was made to me that kind of got my attention was that the Dora was so close to Maplewood. Now, by constraining the area, it's not as close to Maplewood Elementary School. I'm sorry, not the street.
Right.
But Maplewood Elementary School. We've addressed that to some extent by constraining the area of the Dora. But there was some concern expressed about the idea of the Dora hours being in effect while kids were coming and going, particularly going home from school, and what kind of message did that send, and what kind of community were we, and those sorts of questions. And I know, Sandy, I think about that stuff once in a while. So that's what got me thinking about a summer hour differential. Maybe that's been addressed to some extent by, I think practically we're going to have, this is going to be a warm season event anyway. I mean, I don't think we're going to have a lot of, not going to have a lot of use of the door in winter. But I also hadn't thought about the fact that two of these five businesses are only open at lunch. So maybe that, I guess I could support a year-round noon what'd we go with? Midnight?
Midnight.
Yeah, I could probably go with that. It certainly would be nice, some of the nicest days in Sylvania to be outside are in September and October.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, those would be great times to, and I don't know, we're going to have to figure that out with the parklets too. And we need to get the parklets out certainly well in advance of any snow flying. We don't want them.
I think that is already being worked on.
Yeah. So I guess I could go with the noon to midnight without the seasonal restrictions.
Mr. Lukey?
Mr. Fry, you know, from the hours standpoint, I think the bigger safety concern has been eliminated by trimming back the hours from a close at 2:30 to a close at midnight, right? That's a reasonable, sensible decision, I think, on the part of the process. I will tell you, I am not as afraid of any kind of downside activity from this as maybe some other members of council. And I'm confirmed in that because I spent last week in a town called Bluffton, South Carolina, which is a town about the size of Sylvania. And it's made up pretty much of an equal mix of young families and active seniors, right? They have a Dora. They have a downtown that almost looks like Sylvania's in many ways. And it was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the most lively, leisurely, robust set of people walking around that I've seen in a long time. No mischief, hardly any kids on the sidewalk, quite honestly. I think they were probably home doing their homework at that point. But, you know, I was going to say not active retirees, but rowdy retirees. But they were, you know, they were enjoying the scene. And the scene was great, and it was not great in any kind of built-up fancy way. It was built up like Sylvania, right? And so I guess I don't have the concern about the hours as much as some of the others here. I do want to, though, recognize the fact that we got to these hours through some compromise, right, at our last meeting. I mean, we had some concerns about the number of days and so on. And so I want to make sure that as we try to accommodate the downtown establishment owners, we're not betraying the confidences and trust of some of our other council members, right? So I agree that noon would be an appropriate starting point, but if it sort of hurts the compromise status of our conversation at our last meeting, I'd be willing to step back. So that's a question, I guess, to my colleagues more than anything.
Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Fry. You know, I really like the idea of consistency. I think that having those same hours and same days on all year round make the most sense. And certainly our winter is not a great time to be outside, but even in April and May we have nice days, and certainly September, October, and occasionally November. So I really am an advocate for consistency in hours and days. I have never been opposed to that noon timeline, but I believe we got to the 4 o'clock timeline thinking that it would be much easier to expand the hours than to reduce the hours. So if we were to start with four and we found that the community really was doing well with this whole activity and wanted us to consider changing those hours, it was easy to do that. So I think that's kind of how we got to the 4 o'clock time frame. With that being said, we also know from the research that the committee did, which was very thorough, that when other communities have started a DORA, they have not seen a significant increase in crime or inappropriate activity. So with those thoughts in mind, I'm very open to looking at those hours from noon to midnight. Again, I would just add a moment of caution, and that if for some reason that doesn't happen to work out for our community, we may need to retract some of those hours. But I really don't see that as being probable, so I'm open to that noon to midnight timeline.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Hussman, you're the only one that has not voiced an opinion other than me as the chair.
I love that.
So you're welcome to provide your input.
I like to listen.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I think the map really is the selling point on the Dora. The two businesses that it wouldn't help, I have a soft spot for businesses, and so I would want to include them, and the only way we can include them is by doing the earlier, the lunchtime crowd as well. So I can go along with that. Oh, the chief left. I was just going to point at him and tell him that he's, he's going to have to keep an eye on things for us down there, because that's, I'm a lot concerned about the signage. And when you talked about the park, Mr. Mayor, I think that is going to be a problem, and I think we need signs in that park, several of them saying no alcohol in this park, state law or whatever, something so that we hopefully don't have those confrontations and irritate the citizens that we're trying to please. So I think that's important, and I think the cleanup stuff, it was opening day when I was in the Dora in downtown Toledo, and what I saw were Dora cups in all sorts of places, in the planters and that, and that's why I think it's important that we have places that people have to put the Dora cups, so we're not finding them every other way and have to clean up. So if there's a place for them, I think that will happen. I think that's and the other thing, if we don't have, you read the sign, no Dora cups beyond this space, but you still have half a drink in your cup that you paid for, maybe you're tempted to go beyond that. But if the container is right there, I think that's, here's your container, your garbage, put it in here. Because that's the other, I guess, concern I have is drinking beyond the limits, and then we have another issue of enforcement. So
right.
I think basically those are my concerns, and okay. I think we can work with those.
Great. Mrs. Browning, did you by any chance have the opportunity to prepare legislation for the consideration of this evening?
I did.
And it shows a 4 o'clock starting time? So if that was going to be amended, and this is about mechanics, does it motion here for the modified hours, and then that would get modified in the legislation? So we have to do it both places. Okay.
Mr. Pratt, could I ask a question about what does the legislation say about when the Dora will begin?
May 1st. Mr. Eller needs a little bit of lead time to get the signs up, and then we need to get the house ordered. I know I was, Ray and I were trying to connect last week, but she had other obligations. So. Mm-hmm.
And does it include any specific reference to a review date?
It just says an annual review. The revised code, and I can kind of show you the legislation, I can point that out to you, but the revised code requires a review every 5 years. So in that section of the ordinance, will consider it annually. Would you like to include this?
My sense would be that I don't want to wait a year and not think about this again until next May 1st, right? So I guess I would almost, for my colleagues' consideration, be inclined to review it before the end of the year so that we can have some discussion about it there. I don't know. Is that too strict?
I don't know that But that restricts us from having a prior conversation.
Okay.
On that, Mr. Lukey. I think we could call it just a safety committee meeting towards the end of the year to discuss the results of what we saw during the summer months, because we'll have a much better feel for it once we go through this summer.
Okay, fair enough.
But
that's
fine. Allay your concern.
Can we set the date for that so that it doesn't get away from us?
Or I'll make a commitment. I won't let it get away from us. Fair
Thank
enough.
You. I knew you would, Mr. Fry. Thank you.
I hate setting dates 6 months in advance.
legislation sets a minimum must get back to it in a year. You can address it every council meeting if you want to. You can address it, change it every council meeting.
Right. So I think I have a thought process that the safety committee's thinking on this is to adjust the hours from 4 p.m. to noon every day. Can I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Mrs. Cavallini, you're not sitting on the safety committee.
So moved, Mr.
So Mr. Lukey, Mr. Hanum, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mrs. Branning, if you could modify the legislation, we can, and then you can let me know how to address that best when we're presenting the legislation in a little bit. Great. Anything else that needs to come before the safety committee this evening? Mrs. Cappellini.
So just for clarification, we're done. We officially have a DORA. This is the legislation, and we need signs and cups. I mean, for these guys, what's the next thing that they have to?
And
trash containers. Do we have a time frame that we think that might happen in?
7 to 10 days. I spoke with a lady this morning at the Pelley at the Ohio Division of Liquor Control. We've done that contact all the way through this process. And actually going to email her.
So we pass this tonight in 10 days, all the liquor about they should get.
Right, they will get something from the state. Mr. Allers requested, just some time.
To get the signs together. So that's great.
Great. Anything else?
Another signage issue. We talked about having in all the storefronts the rules of DORA so that people DSA. Can read them 8 million times and understand them.
DSA is taking care
They're
of
They're taking that. Care of that. Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else to come before safety?
Ray has a
After, please, because we have another meeting with zoning and annexation.
Does it affect anything that we're with this legislation?
Well, it just has to do with, what are all the rules that we need to have off the public? Does it need to be on the website? Do we need posters?
We can deal with those mechanics after. Nothing else to come before the safety committee. This hearing is adjourned at 6:50 p.m.